Hey, Twisted listeners.
Yes, it's been a while since we've done a trash talk on J-Lo, but we've got so
Which
much
is funny,
information.
though, because we've been doing this for 3 years now,
Yes.
and now it's like actually relevant. We used to just randomly bash J-Lo and Ben Affleck, although I like Ben Affleck a lot more than I like J-Lo. It's just been a long time that we've been doing this, and now everybody is bashing
Now
her.
it's a trend. So, one of the reasons we started talking about Ben Affleck was his bad tattoo. And the fact that he told Jennifer Garner and Jennifer Lopez that it was a fake tattoo or somebody, and it's a big phoenix or dragon or some shit on his back. But then again, as we've been going through this, we've just become more Ben fans and not J-Lo fans. And of course, Jennifer Garner can do no wrong in my mind.
She's so amazing. Beautiful.
So Jennifer Lopez, has, if you haven't heard, she has a new tour, she had to cancel the show here in Georgia. We actually almost thought about going just because we bashed her so much. And I'm like, well, let's just go to the concert. But the tickets we've seen Pink. We've seen about every single major freaking show that has come out in the past 2 years. People way more famous.
Yeah.
And we've not spent the money on the tickets that she's asking. Like, the tickets, like, on the floor were, like, thousands of dollars. Anyway, so who do we think we are, J-Lo? Then, so she's in this tour. She said, I know what I'm going to do to promote this. I am going to create a musical video. And then I'm going to create a documentary about that video that I created. So I've watched both. And I've been on that side of TikTok. I even did a video that was I don't think you've seen it. There's a clip of her. This is how it started.
Oh my God. Is this the, I was running around in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the block. My hair reminds me.
So that's supposed to be like a candid take. She did that take 12 times. All right.
Okay. What I love are all the people who are like, I went to high school with J-Lo and this is what her hair effing looked like. And you were sitting in class with and they say the names. They're like, you were not running around on the block.
That person got reamed because she was just using an Irish and an Italian name. She did not go to school with J-Lo. So she got reamed.
Okay.
So mine was, I just wish I could wash my hair because I'm a teacher. And the video now, I'm going to say some positives because I don't think any positives have been brought to light. We are always telling women and girls to follow their dreams no matter what. Okay. And J-Lo insisted on this project, which was a fever dream. Like, it was a fever dream from the beginning of the video. It looked like a cyber cervix, except it was a heart. And the whole idea is that we go through J-Lo's bad decision making in her life. And the whole theme of this is that she always just needs a man to make her feel complete. All right. We also have heard through this that there's a lot of vocals on her very famous hits that are not hers, that they've let other people, right, that she's not doing a lot of singing. And they also have done a lot of, there's an auto tone, on SNL when she's singing, auto tune, something like when somebody's singing live, it automatically changes the, right. So they show her singing without it and with it. And the singing's not great. We always know that she's a better dancer than singer. Then this other stuff is coming up. Before I get into all of this, she was in an interview, I don't know how many years ago, and she's just completely bashing all these women. Like, Mariah Carey is I don't know who she is. Mariah is such a way better performer, but there's a rift between those two. And then Gwyneth Paltrow, she said she didn't know who that was.
She's such a dumbass.
15, 20 years ago or whatever. And she's like, ask about Madonna. Okay. Now, Madonna, maybe not now, but at the time, she was all of that and every bag of chips in the world. Like, Madonna in the 80s and 90s, you couldn't touch her.
Wait, did she try to claim she didn't know who Madonna was?
No, she said that Madonna was a decent singer, but she couldn't act.
Says J-Lo
in an interview years ago.
I mean, and maybe Madonna can't act, but I don't think you can throw shade if...
You cannot throw shade on that.
If you are J-Lo, you cannot throw shade.
in the movie starts with they are in a like facility in a work area and the heart is breaking. It's like the most obvious, you know, figurative, you know, symbolism. And they're trying to throw flowers in it. Then they go into this dance. So
was this like a feature length movie, like 2 hours long?
It was
long?
Like an hour long, maybe 45 minutes. Okay.
And
I watched all this. Jen did not. Okay. So
no.
So this
Kim actually sent it to me and I was like, I have a great idea. You watch it. I won't. You tell me about it.
So, one of the themes in the movie is that this is the greatest love story never told. What she did. So Ben had written and printed all of their love letters, all of the emails, everything, and put it in the book, like a cute little like lover would do. And it's, I guess that's from the time they met to current day, all of the love letters, correspondences, emails, put it in a little notebook. And then she shares it with everybody without telling him. And she even says this, and he says, and this is the best clip. If I could find the clip and somehow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he says something like, well, it's interesting that in the creation of the love story, no one's ever known. She's the best love story. No one's. What the fuck is the name of it?
The greatest love story ever told.
It is, hers is the greatest love story never told. Ben Affleck says it's interesting that she's saying it's the greatest love story never told, yet she's telling it.
She's telling it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So then it goes on and everyone's telling her, don't do it. Don't do it. You don't have the backup. And then there's scenes where all these movie stars are saying, no, we can't do it. She asked Taylor Swift to be in the movie. The ego is gone beyond, right? And so then there's Derek, the guy who was on Dancing with the Stars. Do you remember his last name? I don't remember.
Huff.
Okay, Derek Huff. It was his wedding. And there's a scene where in the documentary where J-Lo is trying to get somebody to be in her movie. Nobody wants to be in it. There's no funding. They lost the funding. So she put her own money in this. This cost her over $20 million out of her own pocket. Out of her own pocket. And it was just bad. So basically, they were like, well, he's in a wedding. She goes, whose wedding? And we find out later it's his. She's like, come anyway. Like, she's just like, ugh. So then we've got that scene. There's another scene where there's a glass house and everybody's in ropes and it's somebody who beat her up, one of her lovers. Then there's scenes of all her weddings and marriages. The scene that has got me shook, like shaken to the core of badness, is the rain scene in the umbrella. Now, you may have seen some clips, Jen, where she's in an umbrella and she's stumbling around. There's a scene, I don't know if I sent it to you, but they have it where she's, I think it's an homage to Dancing in the Rain. And she's singing and she's doing these weird movements and she's hopping to the side and she's stumbling around. And it's just so freaking bad on so many freaking levels.
Oh, I'm sure.
It's bad.
Yeah.
And the deal. She can dance. J-Lo can dance. And I don't understand how this came out of somebody who actually has the ability to dance. And then they did it without the sound where she's just like, ooh, ooh, ah, ah, ah. So anyway, the movie, she was trying to be like, didn't Prince do like a musical video movie or something? Somebody did this. I don't know.
I don't know. It says her biggest I'm reading an article and it said her biggest miscalculation here is that she thinks the world is still interested in her and Ben's love story, but no one cares about them anymore. The world has moved on.
Yes.
Also, I did not know this. To add insult to injury, Affleck's ex-wife, Jennifer Garner, who is wonderful, is actually set to star alongside his best friend, Matt Damon, in a Netflix movie or thriller called Animals as Damon's wife. And Ben Affleck is actually producing the movie and Affleck is directing.
Now she's going to be pissed. She's going to be so pissed. Jennifer Garner. Now here's the thing. You know that they're calling J-Lo DeLulu, but her drink is called DeLola, right? The drink. So there's this video that she's trying to come out like, she's trying to fight. Now, this is the other thing she's doing. All these dancers are coming out speaking against her. All these people are coming out against her saying she is the rudest person they've ever met. And of course, you're going to have people making stuff up, but there's so many. Right. I'm like, she takes tips back. And Ben will try to put a tip down and she'll go back, take it, and she'll put like $5 down. There was this one video I saw. Now, again, this is all hearsay via TikTok. So you take it for what you think it's worth. She was in the movie Hustlers. Wasn't that about a stripper or something? So the story goes that she went to a strip club and paid a lot of money. She was with one of her, who was she with? P. Diddy? Was she dating P. Diddy? I don't know. She did
date P. Diddy.
I think they were in the strip club. I don't know. But anyway, she went to a strip club and apparently this girl made a lot of money and she was actually training J-Lo in their little room. And then that was their whole night. Like, she could have made like $1,000 regardless of what you feel about people stripping. They make a ton of money and they pay a lot of shit off, whatever. J-Lo didn't pay her
for her time.
The tip was sucky. And she doesn't let people look her in the eyes. So I've seen multiple stories.
Yes, I've seen all of the survey. Like, you may not look at her in the eye.
And then I've seen.
But does she think they're going to steal her soul?
I don't know. And one of the other things is that she will be like with her manager. And then the server will come up to the table. And like, if you're my manager and J-Lo's right here, I'm going to say, tell her that I would like the steak, please. At the same table, then you would say to the server, she would like the steak, please. Like, what the fuck? I mean, I always thought Mariah Carey was a little bit much with the green M&Ms, but she got nothing on this. So in the documentary, and this is the other thing, is Ben speaks better Spanish than she does. He is fluent. I see that. I like him even more. I do like him even more. So Ben is not on our shit list.
I saw an interview that was done at one point. Now I'm not going to remember anybody who was on it, but it's J-Lo sitting with like some powerhouse
Shakira
Hispanic women. Yes. And like, she's speaking Spanish like a first year Spanish student who is like, como se dice? Like, I mean, like me, like I didn't even take Spanish, but.
And I saw it in having been in the language, I'm like, so here's what I'll say about that. If you're not using the language all the time, you're going to lose it. Like, I was one time fluent as hell in Italian. I am nowhere near being fluent as hell in Italian. But would I get my ass on an interview in Italian with all Italian speaking people? There's no fucking way. And I'm not J-Lo. I'm not famous. But let's say it did. And they're like, hey, Kim, let's talk to these people. No. So she speaks like somebody who has learned it. Not because here's the thing. If she was a native speaker, she wouldn't be speaking like that. Like, she learned it in the home. I'm not saying it's bad, because we have plenty of people who have learned it in the home and they don't use it, but their family still speaks it. So, you know, we've had students who they have.
Yeah, I have totally. Yeah. Yes. I have friends who can understand everything that's said to them in Spanish, but they don't really speak it back. And so
And then they do that, like her interview. And she even spoke, she said, look, I haven't used it in a while. And she's right. Like, she is right in that moment. But please don't put yourself in a space where you are being asked questions and her answers were so like short and cursory and, you know, lacking any depth of understanding or, you know, anything. And then Shakira was over there making faces. Did you see the face? She was like totally making faces. So there's that. And she's getting reamed out for that. She's getting reamed out for the fact that she calls herself the girl from the Bronx, but that high school she went to has since closed down and she did not do anything to help that high school stay afloat. So there's a lot of that. And then the whole bodega, the shit that she ordered in the bodega with the cheese sandwich. Did you hear this part?
What?
Okay. So in the thing, when you in the little areas of New York, and this is something I actually understand because a lot of it is hard to understand if you're not from around there. You go to the little local, like they call them bodegas, little like kiosky places to get sandwiches. You're very specific. Like in New Jersey, you have Taylor ham on a hard roll with white cheese and blah, blah. And you go into detail with the things. Like, I didn't know what Taylor ham was until I went to New Jersey. So she says They said, well, when you went to the bodega, what did you order? She's like, you know, ham and cheese with a bag of chips and orange soda, if you know what I know. If you know, whatever.
If you know, yeah.
And that has just pissed off so many people because the level of detail that you put into ordering a sandwich is just, it's like, you know, oregano on half, oil, you've got this kind of a roll, you got this kind of cheese, you got this cut of ham, not only this cut of ham, but you've got the kind of ham and the whole thing. It's very specific. So they're calling her out on that. Then the orange drink, there's a million different ways. So she could have been just like, I just got ham and cheese, but it's gone like crazy that she's just making stuff up because she's so disconnected to that environment. And she's suing some people now who have said anything negative about her. She is trying to sue people and get them banned from TikTok from anybody who has said anything negative about her in these millions of different videos that have come out. Hundreds of thousands, it seems like millions. Anybody who, she's saying it's copyright infringement and they should be banned.
Oh, they use her stupid video of her sitting like shaking her hair out and like makes me feel like a little girl when I was up in the block. I don't know. I am never have been a fan, am not a fan, and wish that Ben would leave her.
Well, there was one part of the movie that resonated, and I don't know if anybody caught on this. She was in a costume change, and Ben was there, and she turned around to him, and she said, "Do I look fat in this?" And that really hit me. Okay, so this was like a genuine woman moment. Like, this is freaking J-Lo. Regardless of what you have to say, she's gorgeous, and she's got a beautiful figure.
Oh, sure.
And nobody in their right mind would consider her anything but the right size. But her vulnerability was, if she would have been more like that person to look at Ben, and of course he's like, you're perfect. You know, he's not going to say anything, but it's freaking J-Lo. And that's where I kind of was like, she is a real person. She has real feelings like real people. She's not just this little person. She's put herself on a pedestal. She's her own favorite person. And she's apparently devastated because everything's flopped. Everybody told her it would flop. $20 million. I mean, $20 million on these projects. I think what I read was that her album debuted at number 38 for like a day, if that, and then it fell off the charts.
Then
she's rebranded her concert to the Greatest Hits.
Oh, yeah, she's not playing any of her, like, new music, right? It's her old music.
Check out her tickets, just real quick, because I know the ticket sales. Like, I saw a ticket for, like, $3,500. I'm sorry, that would pay my car off right now, which I can't wait to pay off. I mean, I would pay pretty decent money to see Pink again on the floor. I would not pay that much money. Madonna. All right.
If I were going to see Jennifer Lopez in Orlando, or actually Miami, she's going to be in Miami. $645, $148,
$565. For what seats?
Like right in front of the stage.
Oh, so those have gone down.
Sort of by best price. Best view. Let's sort by best view. Oh, well, $5,153.
Oh my God.
But most of them are, 2,098. Why is 113 so much more expensive than 112? Makes no sense. They're like right next to each other.
Well, that's part of the problem when you feel like you are better than everybody. And I've heard she does a good show, but Pink's tickets aren't even that. I mean, and I think Pink's, she's like the top, or Stevie Nicks. I mean, anyway, so that's all about J-Lo. The other news is that O.J. Simpson died.
He did indeed.
In his memory, they're playing Nicole Simpson's 911 call. That's all I've got to say about that. That's like,
oh my God.
Mm-hmm. People
so it was
hated
so
him. And
weird.
Oh my God.
I know. So weird. My, I guess David saw something like on his watch, like he didn't get the whole thing. He just saw O.J. Simpson's name. He didn't see the whole story article. And he was walking through the kitchen. He's like, O.J. Simpson's still alive. And then like, I got the notification. I'm like, actually, no, that was the notice that he just died. It's like, oh, it was weird.
I was hoping for a deathbed confession. Come on.
Or the truth. Like, is there truth that he knows that he knew? Like, maybe if it wasn't him, but he was covering for somebody.
No, there's no, I, like, I think
I'm not saying that's the case, but I'm just.
Yeah. He just.
Like a confession, like, haha, got away with it. Or I don't know.
There was something else.
I don't know.
And that's our celebrity news. And somebody at school, she loves our Ben and Jen. She's like, so when are we going to hear about that? I said, are you here?
When are we going to bash them? It's funny. Not bashing. Like,
Ben, go ahead. You know, you're a good guy to put up. And he even said, I will say that, this is one of the reasons they broke up in the first place, because of her need to have the attention and to be the center of attention. And because of all the press that surrounds her. And he basically said, I knew what I was getting into. But have your love letters then now basically shared with people? He was a little pissed. And she even said, I don't think he likes it very much. Well, then don't do it.
Yeah. And I don't know. I think that's awesome that Jennifer Garner is in the movie that he and Matt Damon are directing in, and she's co-starring opposite Matt Damon. I will definitely watch that movie.
Well, the one about the DeLola, her drink. So real quick, and to end the J-Lo, somehow Jennifer Garner has a video out about making a Paloma drink. So the timing is pretty interesting, because J-Lo has this video of her in this nice, beautiful floral, and she's talking about how to make flower ice cubes. And all you're doing is you're putting a flower in each one of the little compartments into the ice tray. And then you put water over it, and you put it in the freezer, and it comes out, and there's a flower in an ice cube in her Paloma, whatever drink. Then you've got, like, you know, down to earth freaking Jennifer Garner out in her garden, getting fresh herbs and everything to make her Paloma with her, like, and it's interesting because I don't know if it's a direct comparison, but there's a lot there that's comparing the two. And she's like, if you don't want the alcohol, you could just put this in it. But if you want a little something, let's go do it now. And you're just like, I just want to be with you. And then you want to look at Jennifer Lopez, and you want to take the tray that she's got in her hand and kick it up so the ice cubes fall all over her. There's nothing this woman can do right now. Yeah. All right. Mm. And now she's doing lingerie ads to now she's creating a thirst trap to get the mind off. Yeah, you're beautiful, but we still know you're an asshole. Like, your looks don't take away from your assholeness.
It could be exactly what I was looking for in a piece of lingerie, and I would remain naked instead. I would go out of my way to not purchase her product. I could try it on, sorry, in the store and be like, oh my God, this is trans for fucking Mation. This is exactly what I need.
That's the name of the podcast, Trans for Fucking Mation. J-Lo talk.
I mean, it could be exactly what I was looking for in lingerie. It could be like for a special trip. And if I got to the register and I looked at the tag and it said J-Lo on it or whatever, I would immediately put it back and walk away and let my sex life dribble up into nothing.
I miss you.
All right, everyone. Stay
twisted. Bye.
Twisted. And hey, I hope this episode was transfer fucking national for you.
It was for me. Bye.